Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Back at it here on Fesco and Dusty, 8 o'clock. Nate Taylor will join us in about 25 minutes. We'll ask him his opinion on New Orleans food. I do think Creole food is the most underrated food there is. Southern Comfort's up there, Italian, Mexican, Asian food, all that sort of stuff. Not a lot of people throw in the old Creole.
I mean, when you get down there and start eating, you'll come back and go buy all the stuff and want to make it at home. That's how good
I'll tell you this.
Is.
I will not eat crawfish.
Oh, yeah, you will.
No, I won't.
Why? You eat oysters.
You didn't eat... No, I will eat oysters. I just... There's something about sucking the brain out. I'm not doing it.
Well, all right.
Don't all you right. dare drop that. And it's a mud bug.
It is.
Like, I went to Arkansas, and they did a crawfish boil. And I was like, eh, I like the corn and potatoes and sausage. Mm-hmm.
Like, the crawfish, if they're out of the shell, I think. I'd never suck the crawfish or anything.
That's
like
how
that.
You're supposed to do it. Yeah, you're supposed to suck the head, they say.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. I'm out on that.
Exactly. But you'll see if you just don't.
But if there's crawfish meat, like lobster, crab, you know, that kind of stuff. If it's in the crawfish gumbo or something, big chunks of crawfish, that's fine. But I'm not, doing all that kind of crap.
Somebody says, being from Louisiana and hearing the question of what's the difference between gumbo and jambalaya almost made me stroke out. Mm-hmm. What's the difference between a ribeye and a strip? Oh my God.
Damn it. Yeah. The odds are out for the celebrity that's going to appear the most on TV in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think is the highest odds, the best
Bradley
odds?
Cooper.
You're absolutely right about that. Wow. Mm-hmm.
Sober Bradley Cooper, by the way.
Yep, because they excluded Taylor Swift in this.
Okay. She's now in the Mahomes category of
yes.
Start one quarterback.
That's exactly
below.
Right. Yeah. That's where we are, right?
That's
all
fine.
Right. Everything in the NFL has to be, with the exception of Patrick Mahomes, right?
Have you ever seen Silver Linings Playbook? Great movie.
Yes, with
Bradley Cooper and our girl, Jennifer Lawrence.
Yes. It's a great one.
Mm. Jennifer Lawrence.
Number two.
On my list? No, it's Paige Sperenik.
Nope. Paul.
Oh.
Paul Rudd.
Oh, I thought we were talking about our Paul Rudd, really?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
I could see that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kevin Hart comes in at number three.
Big Philly fan.
Okay,
Rob
yeah.
McElhenney comes in at number four. Sudeikis, five. Sylvester Stallone comes in.
He'll be there for sure. Rocky,
I would
obviously.
Hope. And by the way, I'm just going to send out a word of advice here.
Don't attack the statue.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, did you see what Washington
yes.
did? Like,
everybody
people who
tries
attack
that.
The Rocky statue are stupid. Like, don't go out there and try to put Chiefs gear on the Rocky statue in Philadelphia or anything like that. Let that be. Let that lie. Then Tina Fey, Sheryl Crow, Miranda Lambert, Ryan Felipe, Tara Reid, and
Tara Reid.
I hope she's there. Oh, she was my love for years, and then weird things happened. But then Bernard Hopkins on that list.
Stone Street. He'll be there.
Not even on the list.
So he's like plus 2,000. He's like Andy Reid getting coach of the year. Yeah. So somebody says it's based off screen time. If so, Kendrick Lamar will take the cake. No, just like
no, this
most
one is based on to have the well, it is. Yeah, it says the odds for the celebrity to have the most screen time during the game. Yeah.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, halftime show. They can't count that.
It's no, they're like not counting halftime. Not counting halftime and not counting Taylor Swift.
Yeah. For whatever reason.
But that's what it says. It says without Taylor Swift and excluding the halftime show.
Hmm. Somebody says the Eagles fans are the ones planting the jerseys and pretending it's the other team to get that game motivation. A lot of people are saying that.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah. I saw a clip yesterday that said this is why people will root for the Chiefs over Philadelphia, because there were Washington Commander fans leaving Philadelphia Stadium just getting absolutely just bombarded with rude-ass people.
Can we talk about the Philly fans for a second?
Yeah, like, they suck.
Like, they really do suck, man. Like, and I was listening to some of the stuff yesterday. Like, there were 33 drunken disorderly citations, a stabbing, gunshots, people falling off poles, a death in Philly. Like,
yeah, that guy recently just passed away.
Yeah, the cuteness of the Philadelphia fan and the embrace of being jerks, it's not funny anymore, man. Like that video that you showed, like, I want to take my kid to a game or something. Like, I can't go to a game in Philadelphia if I'm, you know, rooting for the other team. Like, that's not the way it should be. And I know, look, I know that things happen at all these stadiums, but this happens in Philadelphia more so than not. I mean, when the city of New Orleans has to say, our light poles are old, please don't climb them, and all this kind of stuff, like, I'm just over the Philadelphia fan, quite honestly. Like, grow up. Stop acting that way. It's not funny.
Was it the Philly fan that called the lady the C word and got kicked out for life?
Yes.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago.
Obviously he was baited, but like he still said that word to that woman.
Right.
So
you still acted that way.
If someone baited you, you wouldn't do that.
You just walk away. Yeah. And I understand, you know, booze gets involved. There's all the excuses you can make in the world, but I'm over it. It's time for Philadelphia fans to stop acting the fool, guys. I mean, like, really, it hurts the NFL. It hurts the people who aren't acting the fool, because the narrative for 45, 50 years now has been the behavior of the fans, from the booing of Santa Claus to booing Michael Irvin when he was down cold, out cold on the field, and they're cheering or booing, however you want to say it, and then this last incident. But every time there's something in Philadelphia, the fans act the fool. Like, I know we've had our share of things here in Kansas City that have happened, but nothing like what these fans do and how these fans behave. And I'm just over it. Like, I've gotten to that point where I'm just like, I'm just disgusted by it. It's gross. I mean, you listen to people talk about, like, Tiki Barber was talking about going to Philadelphia as a Giant fan. And like, he goes, I won't do that. That man played in the NFL, and he won't go into that stadium. Like, it's really just to the point now where it's not funny. It's not cute. It's not unique. It's not awesome. It's not, it really is. It's stupid and it's foolish and it gives everybody else a bad name. So Philadelphia fans, knock it off, man. Act human.
Somebody says, if you need any sort of advice for where to get food, just ask Zion Williamson.
You get the day, man. That's great.
Seriously.
You take the week off.
Do you think you could ever like Nick Sirianni?
I do. The more I hear from him now, the more I understand why it works in Philadelphia. I do.
Yeah, I don't believe it.
You know, again, I didn't ever coach for Andy. So,
sure.
You know, maybe I hear, I've gotten a text message from here and there after a win. I've given him a text message here and there after a win. But, you know, I didn't coach for him. He didn't, you know, we don't have that history. I know he was here. And so, you know, you don't tend to share information or anything like that with guys that, you know, you don't know as well. So, I have my other mentors that I reach out to, and, but man, looking at watching Coach Reed, and, you know, I got a lot of respect for everything that he's done. Obviously he's one of the best, you know, I would say him and Bill Belichick, best, you know, coaches of all time, ever, as I look at it, as I study it. So a lot of respect there. You know, I'd love to be able to talk to him about stuff, but, you know, this is the second time we're competing for a world championship. I don't know if either of us are willing to give any information.
Yeah, that's cute, but I'm going to call cap on him trying to come around as this nice guy. I still remember what he did to the crowd.
Yeah, I
see how he acts on the sidelines. They don't even let him talk to his players.
Yeah, but I understand why it works, though. I mean, he understands what he doesn't know. And
he's got a really good roster.
I think he stays away from it, I think. You know, I think for a lot of people in life, they try to do things they're not capable of doing, and they get in the way, and it becomes a mess, and they think they're the smartest guy in the room. I think Nick Sirianni has realized where he is, where his ceiling is, and he's hired a great defensive coordinator in Vic Fangio. And I think that, you know, as more people talk about the Vic Fangio effect, Patrick Mahomes, I think, is undefeated against Vic Fangio. But I think as we talk about that, like, that was an interesting hire, because a guy like Nick Sirianni, who's always fighting for his job, doesn't normally go out and hire somebody that could legitimately take his job, you know, that has more street cred and a better resume than him in the NFL. And that was Vic Fangio. And he went out and hired Vic Fangio and basically took down the Todd Haley, because that was one of his mentors, smartest guy in the room mentality, and went out and hired somebody that truly is maybe better at coaching and doing things than he is. And he surrounded himself with good people. And I think that's a big growth move for Nick Sirianni. And I do think he probably understands now, hey, man, I'm just going to sit back. I'm going to give everybody else credit. I'm just going to get out of the way in all of this, because I don't know how much he adds to it, but I do know that he's hired the right people around him, like the Kellen Moore hire, obviously a head coach in waiting, could have been the head coach in waiting in Philadelphia. I'm sure they discussed that 1,000 times. And then Vic Fangio, who's been a head coach and been around the league, he surrounded himself with some pretty good offensive and defensive coordinators.
Yeah, somebody says that Sirianni reminds them of Todd Haley.
He was Todd Haley's guy here in Kansas. He used to carry Todd Haley's bag.
Mm. And he's still a bag. I think his antics and who he is, he'd have to completely change. Like, I mean, completely show like multiple signs of the fact that, which maybe he's the perfect Philly coach, right? Controversial, kind of a loudmouth, you know, I don't really know what his job is still, like management of roster, like doesn't really call plays, doesn't really like do situational stuff. So it's cute that he said he's going to gimmick or change some things in his playbook that he did 2 years ago in the Super Bowl. But again, these are two different teams, which is obvious. Like Saquon Barkley is going to be the running back. He wasn't the running back 2 years ago.
Yeah, it's a huge difference. And he's relying on Saquon Barkley, too. He's not trying to force Jalen Hurts to go win you games, which I think is, you know, in the NFL today, we all want our quarterbacks to go out there and win us games. Well, you have a decent enough quarterback in Jalen Hurts, but my God, you got Saquon Barkley, who's having one of the great years we've seen in the NFL by a running back. Rely on Saquon Barkley. And they're doing that. And I think, you know, when you look at leaders, you know, and whatnot over the course of time, not just in football, but in life in general, one of their greatest assets is empowering others. And I really do think Nick Sirianni is, and I don't want to compare him to Dick Vermeil, because Vermeil didn't call plays, but surrounded himself with good coaches and let, you know, Al Saunders call the offense and, you know, whoever else, Gunther Cunningham at one point called the defense here in Kansas City.
Like,
you surround yourself with good coaches. You allow them to do their jobs. You give them all the credit in the world when things go right, and you take all the blame when things go wrong. I mean, Andy Reid does a lot of that. Obviously, Andy calls all the plays on offense. We know all that. But I think Nick Sirianni has kind of figured out how to be a leader, and it's sometimes it's just say less, stay out of the way, and let your people do their job and say, I'll be here to support you when you need me. Come ask me if I can do anything, but I got full trust in you. A lot of young coaches aren't able to do.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
do that, that's why they fail. I think Nick Sirianni has kind of moved forward in that just based on who he has surrounding him and lets them do their job. Like, I didn't think Nick Sirianni was going to be anything when he got hired in Philadelphia, and he's taken his team to the Super Bowl two times. I mean, you're not doing something wrong if you're doing something like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a huge fan of his. And I hope they beat him just because of that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.